Passage 8. 1. What should people do with the unrealistic dreams? They should. Them. 2. According to the speaker, what is our goal in a baseball season? 3. According to the speaker, what does God ask us to be? Not be, but be. The wholeness of life. There is a wholeness about the person who has come to terms with his limitations, who has been brave enough to let go of his unrealistic dreams and not feel like a failure for doing so. There is a wholeness about the man or woman who has learned that he or she is strong enough to go through a tragedy and survive. She can lose someone and still feel like a complete person. Life is not a trap set for us by God so that he can condemn us for failing. Life is not a spelling bee, where no matter how many words you have gotten right, you are disqualified if you make one mistake. Life is more like a baseball season, where even the best team loses one third of its games, and even the worst team has its days of brilliance. Our goal is to win more games than we lose. When we accept that imperfection is part of being human, and when we can continue rolling through life and appreciate it, we will have achieved a wholeness that others can only aspire to. That, I believe, is what God asks of us. Not be perfect, but be whole. If we are brave enough to love, strong enough to forgive, generous enough to rejoice in another's happiness, and wise enough to know there is enough love to go around for us all, then we can achieve a fulfillment that no other living creature will ever know.
Wholeness. Limitation. Tragedy. Survive. Condemn. Disqualify. Brilliance. Imperfection. Appreciate. Fulfillment.
When she heard of her mother's death, she fell apart.
I'm sorry to hear that.
¶¶